Hello and welcome to another edition of In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott. And on today's show, I'm going to be paying tribute to the late, great Aretha Franklin. We're also going to be listening to some pivotal music from Miles Davis, namely his Bitches Brew sessions from 1969. And we're going to start off the set with trumpet player, flugelhornist Kenny Wheeler from his album Dear Wan. And this song is entitled Some Other Song. Starting off this edition of In Transition, that was the music of flugelhornist slash trumpeter Kenny Wheeler and a track called Some Other Song. And now we're going to get into a pivotal recording made in 1969 by the great Miles Davis. And this was a recording that would change the landscape as far as jazz and music in general was concerned. Many, many up-and-coming musicians were in this band, very important musicians, including Chick Corea, Joe Zawinul, John McLaughlin, Billy Cobham, just to name a few. And they would go on to form bands such as Mahavishnu Orchestra, Return to Forever, Larry Coryell's 11th House, and Weather Report, of course, emerged from these sessions as well. This is an album that requires repeated listening because it's such a beautiful recording to listen to. And Miles Davis and the rest of the band are just experimenting. And Tio Macero, the producer, is leading it all. It's just a wonderful recording that belongs in every collection. So we're going to start off with a track entitled Orange Lady.
Thank you. Thank you.
Such a beautiful piece of music, Miles Davis with a track called Orange Lady. And you can hear the basic theme and all the improvising that's going on in the middle and then back to the basic theme at the end. And it just takes you to another level. But, you know, back in 1969, this was revolutionary. This was just way out there. Many people were thinking, what the heck is going on here? Miles Davis, I mean, he just led a fantastic quintet for many, many years, and now he's turning things around again. And what is he doing? But little did a lot of people know that he would influence so many musicians after these recordings came out over decades. And I think he's still influencing not only musicians from the Bitches Brew sessions, but later on in his career, just before his passing in 1991. A lot of the music that we listen to today is thanks to Miles Davis. And I'm talking about a lot of the pop music that we hear on the radio. Miles Davis was playing stuff like that way back in the 80s, like planting the seeds for what was to come. This past week, we lost a great, great performer by the name of Aretha Franklin. And of course, many people out there around the world are still paying tribute to her. And I want to do it on my show today. Yesterday, on Papa Richie's show, around noon, he paid tribute to Aretha Franklin. It was excellent. But what I wanted to do today was not play the stuff that she recorded for the Atlantic label, which is her most popular stuff, but I want to go back further than that to 1960, 1961, when she was recording for the Columbia label. And we're going to hear five tracks from this session. It was recorded between August the 1st, 1960, and January 10th, 1961, at Columbia's recording studios, and featuring such stellar names as Skeeter Betts, Ozzie Johnson on drums, Milt Hinton is on this session, pianist Ray Bryant, Quentin Jackson, Tyree Glenn, Al Sears, and a whole pile of other great musicians were supporting Aretha. And Aretha was very, very young at the time. I'm going to start off with a beautiful rendition of a classic. This is Aretha's version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. And those dreams to come true. Someday I wish upon a star, and I'll wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Oh, yes, where troubles melt like lemon drops, way above the chimney tops, that's where you find me. Gonna be so.
Music from the great Aretha Franklin from a recording that she made back in the early 60s with the Ray Bryant combo. We just heard Right Now, and we started off with her very beautiful version of Over the Rainbow. And you can see the seed being planted there of what was to come next when she would switch over to Atlantic. And as they say, the rest would be history. We're going to listen to three more tracks from this album, starting off with Maybe I'm a Fool, Are You Sure? And Sweet Lover.
Maybe I'm a fool.
goodbye. You're so mean and unfair.
To hear you, he hears and sees everything you do. Now stop right now and take the inventory. You come up with a different story, because he sees every move you make, every waggle of your head, every wink of your eye. It's his laugh you're laughing, and his tears you cry. You may not know how to pray, but he loves you when you try. Hear you. You better think. Are you sure, real sure, you haven't been asking? I think, brother, think. Don't you dare say the good Lord didn't stop to hear you. He hears and sees everything you do. Now stop right now and take inventory. You come up with a different story, because it sees. And the Lord will hear you.
you never thought you'd find a sweet lover. You never find a girl like me. I say, I bet you never thought you'd find a sweet lover. You never find a girl like me. Told me so. I said, no matter how I treat you, baby, you like it and know it, 'cause you told me so.
Five tracks from the great Aretha Franklin from a period in her career when she was recording for the Columbia label, very, very young at the time, 1960, 1961, and we heard five tracks. The last one that we heard was Sweet Lover. Before that, Are You Sure? Maybe I'm a Fool Right Now, and starting off the set, Over the Rainbow. And I hope you enjoyed that, my little tribute to this great, pivotal vocalist. We're going to continue with Miles Davis now from his Bitches Brew sessions. And this is a track written by his sax player, Wayne Shorter, who was part of Miles' classic quintet throughout the 1960s and stayed on for the Bitches Brew sessions and made a great, great contribution, not only in the playing, but in the writing as well. And we're going to hear, and I also want to mention that after Wayne Shorter did the sessions with Miles Davis, Bitches Brew sessions, he, along with Joe Zawinul, who was also part of these sessions, went on to form one of the great bands in modern jazz, Weather Report. And as they say, the rest is history with that band as well. And I featured them many, many times on the show. So we're going to listen to this song written by Wayne Shorter. It's entitled Sanctuary. Thank you. Miles Davis with a Wayne Shorter composition entitled Sanctuary. And now we're going to listen to some more music from Kenny Wheeler. And this is from his album Double W and a track entitled Foxtrot. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1.
rock, hip-hop, country, dance, reggae, English, French, it doesn't matter. Whatever you're into, we've got it here on CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau.
And we're back. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition. We just heard a track from Kenny Wheeler entitled Foxtrot, taken from his album Double W. And we're going to get back now to the Bitches Brew Sessions. And this is a song written by David Crosby. In case the name sounds familiar to you, this is the David Crosby from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, which was a very influential group in the early 70s. And David Crosby wrote a track entitled Guinevere. This is a very long version, 21 minutes long, by Miles Davis and the rest of the group.
Thank you. CHUO card? We're delaying the expiry date past May 31st until the end of 2018. Keep checking chuo.fm/card for the updating list of participating businesses.
Rock, hip-hop, country, dance, reggae, English, French, it doesn't matter. Whatever you're into, we've got it here on CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa-Gatineau.
We just listened to a very interesting version of David Crosby's composition, Guinevere, played for us by Miles Davis and the rest of the band back in 1969. And I have to tell you, Tio Macero was the producer during those sessions, and Miles and Tio were very close in the studio, and there's a lot of commentary going back and forth during these sessions, which I thoroughly enjoyed. And if you notice at the very end of that last track, there's Miles Davis saying, "Sock it to me," which was a very popular phrase at the time. If you listened to or actually watched Ronan Martin's Laugh-In, that was very popular around that particular space and time. And I remember when I was younger watching it, and "sock it to me" was a very fashionable statement to make, I guess you can say. But here we are in 2018 listening to this great timeless music. And we're going to continue with another track from Bitches Brew. And this one is written by Miles Davis, and it's called Corrado.
Okay, is this gonna be part two? Or?
It's gonna be part nine. What difference does it make?
All right. There we go. Stand by. This is part something. Three. Thank you.
WCHUO 89.1 FM.
Your hosts, Britt and Mama Shu, explore a spectrum of weird, local, punk, experimental, and miscellaneous tunes because we like music and you probably do too.
Prism, live from Ottawa, Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on CHUO 89.1 FM.
Don't touch me.
Well, we have time for just one more track, so I chose another selection from the Bitches Brew Sessions, and this one is called The Little Blue Frog.
Thank you.
That wraps it up for another edition of In Transition, and I hope you enjoyed the show today as I featured some of the selections from Miles Davis's classic epic recording Bitches Brew from 1969. I'll be back next Sunday with some more jazz. Until then, have a great week. And before I say bye for now, I just want to mention that the Ethiopian show is coming up in about 3 minutes' time. My name is Randy McElligott. Have a great week. Bye for now.